And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air someone who, of course, has been with us several times before from the Art Barn School of Art, Amy Navratakis. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Glad it's to be always here. So nice to see you, Amy.
Yeah, it's great to see you too, Esther.
Tell us about some of the things you have coming up, going on. You have, I know, a big event coming up, but like current exhibits and things like that.
Yes, we do. When do we not have anything going on? Yeah, so our current exhibition is called Sullivan's Nature, and it is artwork by our founder and some of the people that were part of her circle. This exhibition is one that we had curated, that our board president had curated with Greg Hertzlieb at Brower Museum of Art before they closed down due to COVID. So we had this great exhibition put together, but then, during COVID, we had nowhere to put it. So we scaled down the exhibition and we hung it in our gallery. So we're pretty excited about that. It's, works from our permanent collection. So we're excited.
And yeah, the nostalgia is beautiful too.
Yeah.
What other exhibits you have coming up in the future before we get to the big event?
So after that one comes down, this one is going to be up during Art Blitz, which is what we're going to talk about here in a minute. And the opening reception will be during Art Blitz on Saturday from 5 to 7. The exhibition after that is going to be work by our Opportunity Enterprises students. So Opportunity Enterprises is coming here once a week for classes, and we're going to do an exhibition of their work and then have an opening reception for them on October 22nd. So that'll be really nice. That'll be from 6 to 8. So the public's welcome to come to that. And I think there's going to be some artwork for sale.
Very good.
Yeah.
So tell us about Art Blitz. That's your big outdoor event. I've been there several times. In fact, I got to conned in doing photos for you guys one time.
Conned.
Asked.
Voluntold.
Voluntold.
We thank you for being there and taking pictures, Larry. We appreciate it. So Art Blitz is our annual festival. It's always the third weekend in September. And we feature, all kinds of art. So the exhibition's going to be up. We're going to have artist booths. So you can peruse those and purchase artwork and support those artists. We are also going to have a lot of interactive art activities, which are what really make our festival special. Because we really encourage patrons to get in there, roll up their sleeves, and to make art and try to explore those educational opportunities that we have. And then maybe they would say, well, this is really interesting. I think I might like to try this on a longer basis. And so maybe they would sign up for a class. So
what type of mini classes will you be featuring at the Blitz?
I believe we're going to have some watercolor class, and I know that we're going to have some ceramics demonstrations, and hopefully people will be able to kind of get their hands dirty with some clay. Sometimes people don't like to do that when they come to events, but kids love it.
The artists that will be doing the demos, do you have a list of those?
Yeah, we're still lining a lot of them up. I don't know if I can get them pulled up right away while we're talking, but most of them are our instructors. So,
beautiful.
I believe that Gail Wolliver, who helped us set up our ceramic art studio, she's going to be here. I don't have the list in front of me.
That's okay.
But it's mostly our people that have instructed for us. So.
And I was excited. You'll be adding to the new mural. Can you talk about that at all?
Yeah. Down in our lower level outside, we have two murals that have been collaborative. So, different people are responsible for different parts of it. And, we've got some space for another mural. So we're still trying to figure out exactly what the theme will be for that. One of the murals we have now is sunflowers. And then the other one is kind of a cow farm theme. But I'm thinking maybe this one might be chickens. Sure.
Of course. You have chickens there as well as animals.
Yeah.
What kind of entertainment are you planning to have and food?
So we're lining up our artists for the stage. And I know our final artist is going to be Joe Rowan, who has been at our festival the last few years. And also there's going to be a group from the Dune Summer Theater that are going to be here making some, doing some numbers that they did last year, I think from Moana. So that's just a couple of the people we have lined up. So
and food?
And food. We're going to have some barbecue and some sweets.
Very good. Well, what can we find out more information about, Art Barn in general, and specifically about Art Blitz and dates and everything else?
Oh, absolutely. So artbarnschool.org is your resource for everything. That's our website. If you need to call us, 219-462-9009. The festival is September 18th and 19th from 11 to 5 both days. It's free to park and free to get in. And admission and activity tickets are available for purchase at the gate.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's a fabulous event.
It is.
Yeah, thank you.
So that's Amy Navradakis, who's the executive director for Art Barn School Art, talking about Art Blitz and everything else going on. That's September 18th and 19th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. And that's 695 North 400 East in Valparaiso. Thanks so much for being Art in the Air Spotlight, Amy.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.